Intervju Radija Student.
Dobar dan, lep pozdrav v terminu za Ereš intervju. Danes smo se pogovarjali z Robom Mazurekom, trobentačem in kornetistom iz Chicaga, ki je ustvarja nekje v polju džeze, elektronike, pa tudi rokovske glasbe, to je bilo mogoče malo več v preteklosti. Z njim smo naredili en krajši intervju, zato ker so momenta zgubili pretlago in je zamudil že na tonske vaje, pa glede na to, da zvečer nastop v Cankarjevem domu s svojima dvema zasedbama, je bil precej na tesnem s časom, tako da lahko še napovem mogoče, kjer je zasedbe, bomo danes večer videli v Cankarjevem domu, se pravi Rob Mazurek iz Chicago Underground Duom, pa zasedbo Sao Paulo Underground, pa še Mary Helverson s svojim triom. Zdaj pa predlagam, da kar slišimo pogovor.
Played your first gig on this current tour with Chad last night in Bolzano.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did that go?
Oh, it was great. I mean, me and Chad we've been playing together for almost 15 years or something like that. So the duo's been around for a long time. So it was a nice show.
Mm-hmm. You still live in Brazil nowadays?
No, I'm living back in Chicago now.
Uh-huh. You know, how long?
Just for 6 months.
You know, but it's a permanent thing. You're back in Chicago for
Well, nothing's ever permanent because I'm always traveling. And I have permanent residency in Brazil as well, so I go back and forth quite a bit.
So this is more... The residence in Brazil is more to play with the Sao Paulo underground, or...?
No, I mean...
You still live there, you're kind of... You live a bit in Brazil and Chicago and...
Yeah, yeah. Originally I moved to Brazil because I married a Brazilian woman, so I lived in Manaus in Brasilia. And finally in São Paulo. I separated with my wife, but I still retain permanent residency. So I decided to live in São Paulo for a couple of years because we had started the São Paulo Underground a few years before that. And São Paulo is an amazing city. And there's so much going on musically and artistically that it's a really powerful place to be right now.
Mm-hmm. Before, when you were in Manaus, you had to travel to first to Sao Paulo to play with the Sao Paulo underground guys, then to Chicago to play with all the formations in Chicago. It's probably easier, no, when you're back in Chicago just to get together and...
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that we're always traveling anyway, so, I mean, most of my bands are based in Chicago, meaning, you know, the Chicago Underground and Exploding Star Orchestra, and the new group called Star Liquor, Sounders Quintet, and the Sao Paulo Underground, so... I mean, originally Mauricio from the São Paulo Underground invited the Chicago Underground duo to play in São Paulo, and that's how I met him. You know.
So when was the last time you played with Mauricio?
Oh, we were there 4 months ago. I did a big two-night concert with Youssef Lateef. So it's Youssef Lateef, myself, William Parker, Mauricio, Jason Adashevitz, and it was a fabulous concert.
Mm-hmm. And how does these preparations go for the tours and gigs? Do you get together for rehearsals? Or
It depends. I mean, for like tonight, for instance, we did a bunch of shows together with Pharoah Sanders last year, where it was São Paulo Underground, Chicago Underground with Pharoah Sanders. So that's the first time São Paulo Underground and Chicago Underground actually played together, and it sounded so terrific that I decided to book this tour, so that's part of the reason we're here, is developing new stuff for a new record we're working on.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So here is one more specific question. One thing that makes you very interesting, apart from your music, is your interest in music that doesn't quite fit the traditional jazz canon.
Right.
It's especially your interest in electronic music. I know you're quite fond of Oetker.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and there was, I made an interesting observation at the end of last year. There was a website which published favorite records by jazz musicians. I mean, jazz musicians voted for their favorite records, and Oetker came really high up. So, being you're interested in electronics and jazz, what in your opinion makes Oetker interesting for jazz musicians?
Well, for me, just, you know, Oetker is just interesting, period, because the language that they use is so much their own thing, and it transcends the idea if it's electronic or not, you know. They have such a unique sound that that's all that matters. So I never think in terms of mixing one genre with another. I've been composing a long time, and you know, I simply think about what sounds good to me and what sounds original, and mm-hmm. and you know, how I can make music that's that original and, mm-hmm. and cool sounding, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, I know about you that you like this kind of music, so I'm not surprised that you like Oetker as well. But yeah. For some other musicians, it's a kind of paradox among jazz musicians, because they work specifically within this traditional concept of jazz music.
Right. It depends who you're talking about, because there are plenty of people doing creative stuff with, like tonight, Mary Halverson's playing. I think, although it's a classic, you know, guitar, bass, drum trio, they certainly don't approach it that way, as far as, you know, the sound that they're getting is really unique and different, you know. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of groups that are, you know.
Do you feel things are opening up recently in jazz?
I think so, but you'll always have purists that want to, you know, play swing music and, you know, play like Dexter Gordon, and that's completely fine, you know, if you want to do that. I need to hear something new. My whole criteria for even making music is I want to surprise myself, you know, mm-hmm. and therefore maybe I'll surprise some listeners, you know. But as far as people who want to do just a certain thing, play standards, or that's great. But you know, there are plenty of people out there that are trying to push the envelope of what sound can do, mm-hmm. not what a certain genre can do, but what sound can do. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't consider myself I came up playing a lot of jazz, but I also studied, you know, modern classical music and minimalist music and electronic music, both, you know, music concrete and, you know, more modern stuff like Oetker and you know, Mouse on Mars and stuff like that, you know.
I think you're a big fan of Florian Hecker as well.
Oh, yeah, wonderful. Yeah. Absolutely amazing.
Like his stuff as well.
Yeah, Peter Rayberg, Peter, and Kevin Drum, for instance. Mm-hmm. All these guys are doing an incredible thing with sonics, you know. And I'm simply just trying to find frequencies that work for me and put them together in a way that's maybe exciting for somebody to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Do you maybe plan another more electronic-oriented record, your solo record?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, we just did... Stars Have Shapes, which is a newer exploding star orchestra record, mm-hmm. that incorporates a lot of electronic sound that was originally intended to be for Migo, you know, but I decided to mix that with the acoustic instrument. So it's really a electroacoustic record that I think pushes the boundaries a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You were talking about your sort of how you relate to this more traditional side of jazz music, and you still seem to perform within these more conventional jazz venues and festivals. Uh-huh. So what do you think determines what is a part of jazz nowadays?
Oh, I don't know, man. I've always thought jazz was, you know, it's a music that swings, you know. To me, jazz music is swing music, you know what I mean? And you know, as far as like calling, you know, writers and people have to call stuff something, I guess. But you know, I don't even know how to answer that question, man. I don't know.
Okay. You started in more conventional jazz back in the 90s. Uh-huh. Then do you remember what triggered the wish to try something more unconventional, something more open?
Well, I mean,
was it the Chicago scene in the 90s? Or?
No, when I was really young, when I was 14, 15, 16, I was listening to the Art Ensemble of Chicago and Sun Ra and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I remember hearing Sun Ra in Chicago when I was 16, and it blew my mind. When I moved into the city, I became interested in like Blue Note Records and early Miles Davis stuff. So I started doing that for a while. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after I did that for a while, I wanted the group to open up. And the group I had at the time, really wasn't interested in opening up, mm-hmm. but I was interested in opening up. So around that same time, I met the guitarist Jeff Parker, mm-hmm. who would eventually join Tortoise. But back then, we started the Chicago Underground specifically mm-hmm. to try and open up
Do you still work with him?
Yeah, sure. He plays in the Exploding Star Orchestra and we do stuff. Always talking about music and how to keep it original and fresh, you know. Mm-hmm. And that was really the beginning of all that, just, you know, mm-hmm. wanting to experiment more and not just keep trying to play like the masters. At some point you have to grow up and become yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm. I read in an interview with you in a Wire magazine, maybe 5 years ago.
Right.
And you said that you and Jeff found some old tapes that were pretty interesting of the Isotope 217.
Oh, right, right.
Do you know maybe if that's going to be released
sometime? It's hard to say, man. Isotope 217, we did 3 records and then we stopped playing together just for various conflicts within the band and outside the band. And that was a very interesting group at the time, and I don't know if that'll get back together, you know. But that was certainly a very specific sound that I think all of us are still exploring, just with different groups, you know.
Mm-hmm. You were talking just earlier about how you like to try out new things in jazz. But do you think that, just so people don't get wrong impression, because you're also very interested in the traditional jazz music, which is made in an interesting way.
Right.
Do you feel there's too much tendency or focus on or pressure from the media on always having to come up with something new?
Yeah, probably. I mean, you know how that goes. If something's hot for a year or two, then it fades out and whatever. I mean, but the artists don't fade out, you know what I'm saying? I think people who are really trying to make a statement in life will always come to the surface somehow. So whether you call something underground or not, you know, it's never going to be as popular as something that the media wants to make popular. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know. I think if you just keep with your artistic vision and don't get caught up in that type of stuff, you can really, over the years, you can really develop a body of work that is perhaps important, you know?
Mm-hmm. Can you maybe just name a couple of bands that caught your attention lately?
Lately? Well, Peter Evans Quartet, that's some pretty amazing mm-hmm. stuff. I like what Peter's doing. I like a lot what Mary Halverson's doing, you know, mm-hmm. with her trio. And with the quintet record she put out, the Saturn Sings and that type of thing. Jason Adashevitz made a nice record called Sun Rooms, you know.
Yeah,
a little more.
It's a lovely record, yeah.
Yeah, it's
and
a lovely record.
With you in your quintet.
Yeah, he plays
do
in the quintet. And
to play with him again?
Maybe? Oh, yeah. We have a new group called Star Liquor. The new record is coming in May.
I saw him last year with his band, I think, or maybe a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. and I was just blown away.
He's a great player. We have the new group Star Liquor. That is me, Jason, and Johnny Herndon from Tortoise. Uh-huh. Just the three of us, cornet, vibes.
You put out a record already?
Yeah, it's all done. Yeah. It's going to come out May 17th.
Uh-huh, excellent.
Yeah, and we're trying to do some shows around Europe, I think, in October. So maybe we can come back to Ljubljana, we'll see.
Uh-huh, excellent. Since you spent lots of time in Brazil, did you maybe notice some music that is specific to Brazil, like it was with Tropicália back in the 60s, and now with favela funk and stuff like that?
Yeah, I've listened to, you know, when I was in Manaus, it was also the, a scene there. And, I'm involved with mostly musicians from São Paulo, some from Recife and some from Rio, you know. And the guys like Mauricio Tocado, who does his Tocada 3 thing, and Guilherme Granado, also from São Paulo Underground, has his Bogies and Elefantes group. They also have a rock group that's really excellent called Hurt Mold, you know. There's a wonderful electronic musician, Carlos, who goes under the name of Objeto Amarelo, which is really, really amazing, and, you know. There's Marcelo Camelo, who used to play with Los Hermanos, who made a beautiful new record, you know. Vanessa De Mata, more on the pop side, who, you know.
Lots of interesting musicians. We have a sort of festival of Brazil called Brazilian Days, I think. Tancredom invites Brazilian musicians. So
nice, man.
It's a shame none of these are scheduled for gigs
he
here.
Should, man. I saw that Adriana Colchetti is supposed to play. That's great. Yeah, she's
Gilberto,
wonderful.
Gilberto Gil.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, week. I just recorded at Gilberto Gil's studio with his son, like
Bem.
4 or 5 months ago. You know, the studio they have in Rio. It's amazing. You know.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So maybe just one more question regarding the gigs tonight. There's a strong similarity between Sao Paulo Underground and Chicago Underground, but for you as a performer, is there some difference between the two?
Well, I mean, we're dealing with two different sets of vocabulary, because myself and Chad, like I said earlier, we became a pretty hardcore in the, you know, learning jazz vocabulary, free jazz vocabulary, also myself with electronics from music concrete to more modern electronics, and Chad as well. He also studies Mbira, you know, pretty hardcore with a master Mbira player from North Africa. On the other hand, you have the three Brazilians, Guilherme, Mauricio, and Richard, who grew up in the Brazilian tradition. You know, they know samba, they know maracatu, it's in their bones, you know. But they're also very much interested in more avant-garde and creative music. They also have all the art ensemble records. They also have Tortoise records, Isotope records. They also know Pharoah Sanders records, but their whole perspective is a very Brazilian perspective. Okay. You know, so I think that's very interesting.
Yeah, sounds interesting. So thank you for the interview.
Thank you, man.
To je bil torej intervju z Robom Mazurekom iz zaseb Chicago Underground Duo in Sao Paulo Underground, ki jih danes večer ob 20.30 lahko vidite v klubu Cankarjevega doma. Mislim, da pred njimi bo pa igrala še Mary Helverson s svojim triom, tako da mislim, da bo to en vrhunca v letošnjih Cankarjevih torkov, tako da toplo vabljeni. Z Robom Mazurekom sem se pogovarjal pa Goran. Lep pozdrav.
Intervju Radija Študent.